Off the Field, brought to you by Tops Friendly Markets, your official supermarket for game day parties. Tops, your neighborhood store with more.
Bills fans are very passionate about their tailgating, and even in the preseason. Right now I'm here with Kenny Johnson. Kenny, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great so far. We got our practice tailgating going. We got to make sure everything's ready so that when the season starts, we have no snafus, and so far everything's going great.
So this is just a dry run for you?
Oh, yeah. I'm cooking gloves and stuff. There's not enough people to eat it, but it's important to make sure that everything's ready, that everyone knows what they're supposed to do. So when September 17th, I think, comes by, or 16th, we're ready to go.
How important is the tailgate to Buffalo Bills fans?
For Buffalo, tailgating is real important. It's important to make this a full day. You start hours early and hours late. You got this game in between. You make it a full day experience for your money.
What is on the menu for us today?
Well, I buy the food where everyone else does at, you know, Wegmans, Tops and stuff, but I don't cook food on what you would call normal stuff. No frying pans at this party, no normal grills. I have saws, shovels, rakes, hubcaps, spatulas. If there's a way of cooking food in some unique way, I'll find it. We got filing cabinets, mailboxes. We figure out a way to do something.
And is this sanitary at all?
I clean this stuff all up myself. This is a tailgate.
So for people that aren't from Buffalo, just describe to me what is going on here right now.
Well, right here in the car, we got six grills going. We got a hubcap. We got a hubcap we're doing stir fry in, which I see nothing in now. We got that Army helmet. World War II, we're cooking chicken wings in. We have a saw that we sizzle bacon on. We do eggs, omelets, and stuff on a shovel. The Craftsman Toolbox is going to be doing shish kebabs shortly. Off to the side, we got a filing cabinet with pizza and a soup in a watering cans and a mailbox for jerk chicken.
I just can't even fathom how you would come up of cooking on all these different things. I mean, this is awesome.
It took a few years. I started this in like 1989, and we just added a little thing here, added a little thing there, and now 25 years later, I look back at it and go, huh? How did this happen?
Most importantly, I want to know what your favorite meal is that you cook in here.
My favorite is the chicken wings in the Army helmet. That stuff is awesome. It's one of the first things I did here, and it's still the most popular.
I am going to eat chicken wings out of a hubcap right now. This is something that I've never done before.
We got the paint tray.
Oh, okay, I have a paint tray. I'm a little bit scared. I'm not quite sure. I might need some blue cheese with this.
Very anchor bar.
They're so juicy.
That's really good. Probably the best chicken wing I've ever had here at the preseason game. Let's talk about the car here.
This
looks like it's not drivable.
It is drivable. I drove it in here this morning. This thing I completely rebuilt. It's got a new engine, transmission, complete new suspension. Everything on this is buff, except I didn't touch this fine exterior for the ambiance. This car is a 1980 Pinto wagon. It's the last year they made a Pinto. I bought it for $300 in 1986. I think that's like 26 years ago. I think I got my money out of it.
Right now we're here with Kenny's preseason menu. To think of a menu too, I really feel like I'm in a restaurant right now in the back of Ralph Wilson Stadium.
You are in a restaurant, and every fine restaurant needs a menu. So I actually constructed this after we invented all this fine fare, and I kept going to restaurants and, you know, seeing their menu ahead, and I decided I needed one of these too, so I put it together a couple years ago with my staff, my major chefs, and the major things we serve on the Pinto, and now people can shop. Anyone can come up here and say, I need one of these, and I'll just send the order back, and my chefs will take care of it.
Kenny, what's one thing that you want Bills fans to know about your tailgate?
Anybody is welcome at my tailgate. I get people from all teams all over the country come here. If you're from Cincinnati, come here. If you're from Oakland, come here. We'll take care of you. We won't let anyone give you any trouble. Until the game starts, we're here for all tailgaters. Once the game starts, we'll kick their butt all over the place.